So Karen, what are we cooking today?
Today I've got a mix of vegetables out of my garden that I'm going to roast. So there's new potatoes, some pumpkin, some onion and some garlic in there. So I'm just going to lift the top of the box off and put it to the side. Then I put my oven gloves on. It's a bit funny because it's not a regular oven. Sometimes I go to grab it and it's cooking at 110 or 20. Not clever. So take off the lid, leave the thermometer out. I want to keep it in the oven so that I'll be able to check what temperature it's cooking at. And then get my veggies. And pop them in. I'm going to put the lid back on the pot, and now the lid back on the box cooker. Solar cooking is about using the power of the sun to cook your food instead of maybe a fossil fuel like gas or something else. I think that's pretty exciting because it's free and I can do it in my own backyard or in fact front yard.
How did you get involved in solar cooking?
I came across some information on the internet about solar cookers. I thought this is something that's really suited to our climate. We've got this fantastic sun exposure all summer. Maybe I can put this to use. So my first foray into it, if you like, was to purchase a reflector to help concentrate the sun. From a company that make them not only for people like me to use in their backyard, but also for use in developing countries where other forms of cooking can be either very time consuming or not good for people's health.
When you say reflector, so I'm looking at one now and it kind of looks like one of those reflectors you put in your car to stop the sun coming.
Yeah, it looks exactly like something you would use on your windscreen. So it's cut so that it surrounds the dish and reflects all that sunlight into one place. So you put your dish inside an oven bag, seal it up, and that process means the sunlight's going into the oven bag and into the dish, but the heat is trapped in there and that's what cooks your food.
Karen, you started off cooking with the panels. What have you moved on to now?
Now I've moved on to a box cooker. I was looking at the quite expensive, professionally made ones, and then I came across resources on the internet to make your own. And I thought, oh, I'll give this a go instead.
So Karen, can we have a look at the box?
Yeah, absolutely. So here it is. This is two cardboard boxes, one inside the other, and in the walls of the oven, if you like, I've got scrunched up newspaper. And that's acting as the insulation, so that when the heat's in there, it's not dissipating outside the walls, it's staying within the oven. Inside, it's all lined with foil to help reflect the sunlight. And this is also a cardboard panel lined with foil. Looks like a lid, and indeed it folds right down when I'm storing it away. It's just like a cardboard box.
But for this, you use it as a reflector kind of thing.
Yeah, and I can move it up and down, and I'm trying to reflect as much sun into there as possible. The paper mache is on the top, just holding the oven bag to the lid of the oven and holding the cardboard, which allows the reflector to be manipulated. Inside, I've raised the dish that I'm going to cook in on a rack so that the heat gets right in underneath. And the window, if you like, or where the sun's coming through, this is an oven bag. So there's two layers of plastic there. You wouldn't want to use everyday plastic because it's actually going to melt if it gets too hot. So, and if we're looking into the pot, I've got an oven thermometer in there telling me that it's currently at about 110.
What else have you cooked in here, Karen?
I tend to cook things that I can use to eat cold later. So the roast veggies I typically integrate into a salad. I might cook brown rice, again, to go in a salad, but also things like zucchini slice, which is really nice when you have it cold later on.
Do you know yet if there's a limit to what you can cook in these?
Well, I haven't really tested everything. Certainly, other people use them to cook a lot more meat than I do. I tend to use the barbecue for meat, but stews, people use them to defrost food, even making jams or toasting nuts. Some people use them for dehydrating food. So, I mean, there's all sorts of things that you can put this to use to do. The great thing about solar cooking is if you overdo it, it doesn't burn. So for someone who's not a great cook like me, there's not so much responsibility on getting the timing right. You can leave it there all day.
Now, Karen, you said this box you're cooking in is a couple of years old. Is it safe to cook in?
I was mindful when making it what materials am I using? Because this is going to be for my food. So even the glue and for the paper mache, it's just a flour and water paste. The rest, it's just cardboard and aluminium. So there's nothing in there to off gas or to be nasty. Obviously, I'm using dishes that I would use in my kitchen. And you treat them the same way as if you were doing any other sort of cooking.
Karen, so you've been doing it for a few years now. What have you found are the benefits of solar cooking?
Well, apart from creating food that means I don't have to heat up my kitchen to cook, I think it's quite cool in that it's quite portable. So I can move my oven around during the day, or in fact, I even took it to work yesterday, set it up, made some food, packed it up and brought it home. You don't even have to cool the oven because it's insulated. It was still warm and I popped it in my boot, drove around with it. So that's great. And cooking when there's a total fire ban. So there's no fire, there's no risk, but you can still be doing some cooking.
Karen, the veggies have been in the box cooking for a couple of hours now. Do you think they're ready?
Yeah, look, these are looking really good. So I think it's time to pull them out. So now I just take the lid off, which is a bit tricky with oven gloves on. And, oh, there they are. And they're looking pretty good.